This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, the destruction of Babylon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. American Humanistic Association's motto is, good without God. You know, and in reading all this, I thought this was very interesting in that the American Humanistic Association says good without God. And I'd like to consult the Bible as to what it says about good without God. And we find that in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 18. And it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They all have turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb with their tongues that have practiced deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. This is how man is without God. And in Romans 3:23, and we know this verse, it's famous, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The spirit of Babylon will be pervasive in the last days, and it is pervasive today, if man thinks that he can live without God. So let's get into Revelation chapter 18. And we'll read where Babylon will be judged in the first two verses. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and have become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. We saw this judgment pronounced in chapter 17 religiously, but in chapter 18, we see judgment pronounced commercially. See in verse 2, is fallen is repeated twice. This is an example of the twofold judgment. Fallen means to fall instantaneously. The destruction of Babylon will happen quickly. Actually, in 1 hour, as we are told in verse 8, in chapter 18, verse 19, it will happen in 1 hour. There are four reasons for the destruction of Babylon. So Babylon is judged because of her iniquity. Okay, so let's get to verse 5. For her sins have reached heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. The verb reach, kaleo, means to glue or hold together, meaning that Babylon's sins have been stacked one upon another, much like building blocks, until they have reached heaven. Don't you see the reference to the building of the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11? It's very similar. Babylon is the epitome of man's depravity in the last days. Babylon is also judged because of her influence. Let's read verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Verse 3 describes a city that not only is wicked and evil herself, but has influenced others to follow her way of life. The kings of the earth have been seduced by Babylon's riches and have sold out themselves to her charms. The nations of the earth will come under the allure of Babylon's social, political, cultural, and commercial life. Wanting to gain those same riches for themselves, they will drink of the wine and fall into the trap of her worldview.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.